Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I got to tell you, and I'll let Ryan explain here in just a minute, but I can't stress how annoying it was to see the Strait of Hormuz being in.
One, it's never been shut down. There's been attempts to do it.
Yeah.
And yes, the United States Navy and the United States Air Force is not going to stand around and watch them shut down the Straits of Hormuz. They're threatening this because they want international pressure put on the United States and Israel. Whoa, you got to bring this to an end. Kind of like when Israel went into Gaza, international community saying, oh, come on, you got to stop. You've accomplished enough. That's what they want. But one, it's doubtful whether they can achieve it, given our presence. And if they even did it for a period of time, it would be a short period of time.
General Jack Keane there talking about whether or not they'll shut down the Straits of Hormuz. If you want to know like the off-air humor that Ryan Wiggins has, it's a topic of conversation last week. What was the poll question you wanted me to ask?
I was just looking it up. It was...
this is new.
This is something that he sent to our group chat like...
Yeah.
At 9 p.m.
It wasn't even...
There was no conversation being had.
It was just, look, great poll idea. Will the Strait of Hormuz be the new Gulf of Tonkin? And everybody laughed like, would you really
ask anybody,
that?
No. Did anybody react to it at all?
No. It does, though, say, seen by everyone.
Ethan and I are like, what? Moving on.
But, I mean, that probably will be tomorrow's poll question, right?
No.
It's a great suggestion.
You can do it on Wiggins America with live updates.
Poll. the poll today, which we've never done before.
Like this week.
Is will the Strait of Hormuz be the new Gulf of Tonkin?
Google's Gulf of Tonkin? That was the thing. Like, I didn't have enough details on the words in the poll question to know what I felt about it. Getting more acquainted with the Straits of Hormuz now.
Well, I've been lobbying to do a Strait of Hormuz segment for ages, and now it's in the news.
I'm really proud of you, Ryan, that I have been a little nervous about the show today.
Okay.
Because of you.
What did you expect?
Do you know what the name of this operation was?
Yes. Midnight Hammer. What did you think, that I was going to make jokes about that? I wouldn't do that.
I was terrified.
Midnight Hammer. There's a man, even as I say it, there are about four or five different routes you could take.
I'm scared of all of them.
And the only one that I found appropriate was maybe saying something about hammer pants, but
hammer
I was
time.
Not, I, or time, and I was not going to do that because that wasn't even that funny.
Who gets to name these? I think it might be Trump.
I wouldn't be surprised. Although that sounds very military. Operation Midnight Hammer.
Are they so... I mean, I know they're serious people. I saw enough things online that I was like, when I thought it, I wasn't the only one who thought it. And then I'm like, Ryan is going to be a problem on Monday.
I'm not. I have not been a problem. It's 208. I haven't mentioned it once.
So are they talking in discussion with one another and just repeatedly saying the term Midnight Hammer and no one's like in the background going...
Oh, no, they all are. Yeah. Although, I don't know. That's pretty serious stuff, you know?
It's as serious as it gets.
It's probably like everybody wants to, nobody's willing to, but everybody's like side-eyeing, like, who's going to be the first one?
Maybe it just makes great war stories after the fact. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Guys, can you believe we got Midnight Hammer?
Maybe it's an excuse for the entire U.S. military to crack a joke.
I just thought... That's just an interesting choice. trying to get people to unironically talk about it the entire post-game show.
I know.
People are doing it. People are being grown-ups about it.
Yes, they are. Proud of them. They, daggone it. I really, really have a lot of directions
What
here.
A way to make this come to a screeching halt. I got... A really funny joke that none of us are going to talk about
it. It's just...
But here's the thing.
It's an important...
The listeners right now are doing the same
event.
Thing we're doing.
I know.
You're
I know they are.
Driving down 70 right now, and you're just going...
Midnight Hammer.
That's all I got to say.
I just had a nice...
What?
Nice shot of bourbon neat. And it's time for the Midnight Hammer. That's the best I could do while keeping it classy, Annie.
Keeping it classy.
Bourbon neat? You've never said that in your life.
You've never been around at midnight.
Facts.
Gosh. There's so many. There's so many. When you...
Greg Gutfeld is not going to hold back tonight, I bet.
When you go for a midnight hammer.
Okay.
No.
If you predictions on everything that people have been internalizing and not saying about it, all of it will hit Gutfeld tonight, I bet.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to do it yet.
Can you joke about it yet?
I don't know. That's why I'm being careful.
I think the more Gutfeld thinks you're not supposed to do it yet, the more likely he's going to do it.
But that's me, and I haven't done it.
Yeah, but no offense. You're not Greg Gutfeld.
None taken. When you're a Midnight Hammer,
Kevin C. says Midnight Mjolnir.
What was yours? We talked over each other.
Midnight Mjolnir?
Millionaire?
Mjolnir.
What's that?
You nerd. You non-nerd.
That's Thor's hammer.
Oh.
Thor's hammer.
It's also the Master Chief's armor.
I don't know what that is.
Come from the land of the ice and snow.
Are you just singing Ragnarok songs?
Yeah.
We have revisited the MCU Endgame timeline. We just finished Doctor Strange and Ragnarok is next. And every time Ragnarok like comes into play, all my kids are like, "Hey mom, Ragnarok is next." Jared rolls his eyes. Thor's a handsome man.
I just want to... I'm going to tell you right now.
Maybe the next Thor will be Midnight Hammer.
The title of this hour is going to be, When You're a Midnight Hammer, Everything Looks to You Like a Nail. And I think that deserves the kind of credit that a title can offer. So I'm writing that down.
Oh, somebody just said Gutfeld's on vacation this week.
Oh!
So it's definitely going to happen.
Definitely. I was going to say.
Only other people than those in the Situation Room were involved in scheduling or in knowing about what was going to happen in Iran this weekend were the people who tell Gutfeld, you're going to take vacation next week. And Fox. Pete Hegseth just sends in his signal chat to the director to Gutfeld. Of Gutfeld. Hey, you want to go somewhere nice? It's going to have to be next week. It's for the country. It's your patriotic duty. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, Ethan's going to join us, and we're going to do a new segment. We're going to feature local stories that deserve a little extra attention. Ethan's going to fish those out for us. What is it?
Equals MC squared.
Yes, that's one of them. I'm trying to think of what his X handle is.
EC Han with two N's, 7 at...
I call it E-Chan.
E-Chan.
7. You find Ethan Hannaford on X because he's going to be looking for opportunities to feature local stories. So if you have a good one, make sure that you send it to Ethan on X. He'll tell us what he's got when we come back. Don't go away.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, it's 2:17. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I appreciate you being here with us this afternoon. We've got a segment coming up here in just a second with Ethan. He's going to start highlighting some local news stories for us. So if you have those and you want Ethan's attention on them, your X profile is...
Echan7, Echann7.
All right. Yeah. If you send them good stuff, I can almost guarantee it's going to get used.
Oh, I promise you it will get used.
You make his job easy, and it's a story that St. Louis Metro East, both sides of the river need to know. He will use it. The YouTube live chat poll, do you support President Trump's Iran strike? We are at 347 votes so far. We've got about 43 minutes left to go. Give us your thoughts, comments, whatever you want to add to the conversation. At the youtube.com/@AnnieFry channel on YouTube. Subscribe while you're there, if you so choose. Julie said, regarding the poll, yes, if the USA doesn't step up and put a stop to the terrorists, who will? No one so far. You agree with Julie? Let us know. She's commented on the Facebook page and vote. Ethan, why don't you take it over from here?
Yeah, so obviously the big news of the weekend, of course, Trump using U.S. forces to bomb Iran's nuclear sites. You kind of had the feeling, right, that this was going to be a pretty split as far as the reaction to it, who was going to be in favor, who was going to be against. And it was just a week ago, right, that we had all of these big No King's Day protests all over the country. And I don't know about you guys, but I was kind of curious, well, were we going to see a similar sort of response from the people that were out for those kinds of protests last week? Were we going to see something similar in the cities around the country? I don't know what exactly went on throughout the country, but what I do know is there were some protests in the city around the Arch, around the courthouse, Keener Plaza, protesting Trump's airstrikes on Iranian facilities. There were this was on Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday. It hadn't happened on Saturday at this point yet. Started at Keener Plaza, like I said, made their way down to the Arch grounds, and a couple of different protesters actually were interviewed, spoke out against this, and I think that we have a clip from that here, Annie.
Okay, yeah, make sure you're joining us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel too to be able to watch some of these things as we go through them here. Let's listen in.
Not super far into this war yet as a country, and so there's still a chance for us to pull out and have a chance for peace and more diplomatic approaches than dropping bombs.
Police monitored the situation, but everything remained peaceful.
This is the time to be in the streets. We can't just stay at home and just hope that Trump will change course and not launch war. We need a mass movement to show that the people are against this. This money should be used on the people here. This money could be used to help rebuild the North Side. This money could be used to fund schools, to fund Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP, FEMA, everything like that.
Protesters want a stop to what they call an...
That was the Party for Liberation. What was that?
There was a couple of different local groups that were out protesting, including the Party for Socialism and Liberation, the Eco-Socialist Green Party of Eastern Missouri, and my favorite
one... Just
wait
until they meet the ones from Western Missouri.
Oh, my favorite one, Radicals. The Voices for Palestine Network. So, you know, I'm curious as to what your guys' thoughts were, because first off... I'm thankful that it was peaceful, that's the right that you have the ability to exercise here in America. But the reasoning behind some of those things, I've been curious as to what the big disagreement is necessarily with this entire situation. I understand if you never want to have to do these kinds of things, but they're also talking like this is not going to lead to war. What are your guys' overall thoughts on some of those protesters' comments regarding being against what Trump did on Saturday, saying that the money could be allocated towards things that are more beneficial for American citizens?
Well, my first response to that is, if you're talking about money that is being taken away from the American citizen to be invested in other things, she didn't ever list in the things that we could also spend American taxpayer money on the possibility that American taxpayers could just keep the money.
Mm.
That maybe
yeah.
you don't take our money and spend it in useless places, in their thoughts, with military strikes, because they think that's useless. There's so many fundamental things that we would disagree upon between, if you know, these individuals who are protesting under the arch, and thank you to Fox 2 for that news report. There's no instance where they would see Donald Trump going into Iran, precision strike, taking out or eliminating their nuclear capacity. There's no instance that any of those people that you're going to explain to them and they're going to go, well, I see how that could actually fortify peace. They just see bombs and they see war. Now, they don't understand that you can't hunker down in the United States and never participate in anything and have it never come to you. Mm-hmm. It's already come to us. The people who are standing there, I think they're probably all old enough to know what it looks like when terror comes to our shores. Who do they blame when that happens? I guarantee you it's the oppositional political party.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to disrespect them, but I just can't respect anything they're saying because their foundational elements are so un-American. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
I can't believe that a couple groups with socialism in the title would be out protesting the minute something happened involving Trump. It seems like they would just think through everything before grabbing a sign and running out to Keener Plaza.
No.
See, you said I never use sarcasm. That's incorrect.
That was sarcasm?
It was.
Oh.
Yeah. It was super funny.
I just thought that was exactly what you thought.
No. Now, when I was talking about Alex Padilla crying,
uh-huh.
that was real. That did change my mind, and now I love the man. And I consider his political positions to be viable.
Now, he, just a couple of days prior, beaned Eric Schmidt in the back during the congressional baseball game. He was the pitcher that hit him.
Maybe that's because he doesn't only suck at being in the Senate, maybe just sucks at pitching too.
Well, what I was going to ask Ryan is, did that bother you at all? Did the aggression towards our beloved senator bother you?
No, I don't consider that to be part of the timeline. Alex Padilla did not exist before he went into that press conference with Kristi Noem.
Facts. Yeah. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
So
good to know. I think that you make a really good point, Annie, talking about...
I disagree.
Thank you, Ryan.
Per the use.
Well, just having a hard time listening to them. There was a quote from one of the protesters.
Oh, the protesters.
Saying, Donald Trump continues to act like a king. He started his war with Iran without Congress.
There's
without
literally
the
nothing
will
he's done
of
that's...
the people as well.
Of the monarch.
No.
It's like all, especially this stuff, full multi-president precedence.
Yeah.
Well, it's him.
Look at him making himself a king.
Remember when Joe Biden was like, people don't have to pay student loans, and if the Supreme Court says differently, I'll attack them.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing any no kings protest.
Also, I think I'm going to tweet this out, that the Equal Rights Amendment is now added to the U.S. Constitution. Yeah. I'm just going to tweet it.
Think anyone will notice?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Congressman Wesley Bell also commented yesterday saying, launching airstrikes without consulting Congress, without a clear strategy, and without providing transparency to the American people is not an acceptable path forward. I am also extremely worried that the massive risk of escalation will further put our service members at risk.
Service members are at risk. Mm-hmm. They know that. The president knows that. If you trust the intention of the president to pursue peace, when people sign up to defend their country and to defend the Constitution of the United States, they know what they're signing up for. And we are talking to people right now. There are people listening to this radio station right now who have questioned their service overseas in the Middle East, who have had their service questioned. Do they believe in their commander in chief? Do they believe that he wants to seek and pursue peace and defend the Constitution of the United States? I think that all you really have to do is look at recruiting and look at morale in our military right now, that people are pretty stoked to have Donald Trump making the decision here about how to actually attempt to achieve peace or restraint. And I truly think that any congressperson who is looking at this moment in time who doesn't understand that our military members are at risk, you would be flippant in your responsibility as a representative of those service members and their family members and everybody who loves them. So I'm not going to criticize Congressman Bell for caring about the safety and security of our military members, but by virtue of what they signed up to do, there's always risk. We can't run a country in a way that nobody's ever at risk, because they're the very, very, very few who sign up to say, I'll take the risk. So to commend them for that. Ryan, something sarcastic?
That was a great point.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for your contributions.
Isn't it time to break?
It is about time to break.
No, we've got time, don't we?
I think you're giving me a rash. Oh, we are going to break.
Oh, are we? Hey, there we go.
Did you have another one?
Well, 28 was the time I was told we were supposed to be out. So I do have another one, but the music's playing now. So.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to continue to get these local news updates from Ethan. So once again, the X handle, Ethan, where people can connect you, send you links to things that they'd like to see covered in our segment here.
Echan7 at Echann7.
Echan, double N.
Yes, ma'am.
7. Go say hi. Follow him on X. We'll be right back.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For six consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Well, we just went over in that time check there what the YouTube live chat poll is. Going to repeat it for you so you can come vote. YouTube.com/@AnnieFry. You can also go to AnnieFryShow.com and you can see where the video is right there. If you click on it, you find the live chat. It takes you right through YouTube every day. You can find the YouTube live stream at AnnieFryShow.com. You can vote. Do you support President Trump's Iran strike? Yes or no? At the beginning of the show, I asked both Brad and Ryan what percentage they thought would end up saying no here. We are very close to 400 votes. We don't get 400 votes on YouTube polls very often. So help us cross over that benchmark here today. It's a very important question because I really, when I'm talking to you every day, and I know the vast majority of you don't get onto the YouTube, you don't participate in the YouTube live chat. We usually have about 150 people in a conversation there. This is one of those things. It's like kind of a fork in the road for people who supported Donald Trump. And if you get stuck in your column, the rut that your social media is in, you've kind of curated things that you think are of interest to you. But then, of course, the algorithms come in and fill in all the gaps and steer your feed into what they think that you're going to want to see or is going to keep you on the app longer. I've seen a lot of dissent from particular people about striking Iran, saying it's the same thing as Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, forever wars. I'm going to be honest. This doesn't feel like that to me at all. And if you wanted to draw people in and you wanted to get people worked up, I could see how you could kind of lob that out and let it ruminate, scratch on some nerves of people that are very sensitive. But I think the whole situation is different this time than it has been in the past. The purpose has been different, and the execution of the plan has been magnificent. Ryan, you said percentage of people who of our audience, and we're approaching 400 votes here, that would vote no?
I said between 30 and 35, so a third, roughly.
Brad?
I said about 25%, so about a fourth.
And either way, for our audience, non-scientific poll, but I hate all polls anyway, so why not do these polls on our own? Any sway in that number that would be a dramatic shocker to you one way or the other based on how our audience is feeling right now?
Yeah, if it's what I believe it to be or above that, like if it gets into the 40s, that to me is a significant pushback against this. If opposite, it's below the 20s or really even into the teens is where I would say if there's that little opposition to this, then that's almost insignificant that the vast majority of people say yes to it.
But significantly insignificant that many people would
yes
be all right, I trust Trump, he did the right thing.
Yeah,
what about you, Brad?
Yeah, I agree with Ryan what he's saying there. If it gets up into that upper 30s, 37, 38, 39%, 40 or higher, then yeah, you're getting into territory where that is a problem, and it's really showing maybe a fracture or a split in the base over this issue. I think that, but again, if you get down really low in the teens or whatever, yeah, like you guys said, it's significant in its insignificance.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's an effort out there to try to encourage people to consider that there's a fracture in MAGA?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that 100% exists. It's not just from the Democrats either. I think there's a lot of people who just would like to see more chaos in this decision in particular.
I think that there are people out there that they can believe that they can sway Trump's opinion with popularity polls like that. So if they can make it seem like there's more against it, and this could be somebody that's on the right that is just very much anti-war, very isolationist. This could even be somebody that is from Iran trying to sway Trump's opinion so that they stop getting attacked. It could be the Iranian regime actually trying to do it as well. They think that they can actually sway Trump's opinion because they believe that he cares that much about what people think about him.
In the last 6 months, Ryan, has your opinion of Thomas Massie changed at all?
Yeah. Well, it only recently changed in the last 2 weeks. I have been all for him, if you want to call it grandstanding, whatever, making a point about the big, beautiful bill, about our overspending. I'm a big fan of him bringing attention to that. There are some things that he has said recently in the last couple of weeks, like reasons that he might be against the bill. Rand Paul has done a little bit of this. I don't mean to mix people, but him coming out at the end of last week and saying, well, now is the time that we need to address the presidential war powers. That looks super opportunist, buddy. You've never really mentioned it before, or at least that I could find. Maybe he was mentioning it and just wasn't getting attention. But at this moment, you already have placed yourself against the elected president of the United States who's in your party in many, many ways. And you're going to do it again on that, something that has a lot of precedent to it already. I just don't get his angle at this point. It seems like he's just being obstinate.
Remember his wife just died?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. His wife just died recently, unexpected. I can't not think about that when I'm watching him navigate all of the difficult takes that he has. Thomas Massie called the strikes unconstitutional. They're definitely constitutional. Like, when he comes out and says they're unconstitutional, it makes me question everything else, because I'm like, that ain't it. And if the second that I start to suspect that somebody is only interested in the back and forth, the defeat, the victory, where the opposition is Trump, I'm just kind of out. I don't mind people disagreeing on policy. I don't mind people debating on policy. But if it becomes about personalities, and Donald Trump got to where he is because of his personality, some people might say in spite of it, but if it was in spite of it, he wouldn't have won this last election after running for president for 3 years under the circumstances, the media context with which he's had to compete. People like Donald Trump. There are some people who have learned to tolerate him, but there isn't, in my opinion, much time. If you're in your progression of how you feel about Donald Trump, there isn't much time from, no, Donald Trump is the great orange Satan, to tolerate him, because you're seeing what the Democrat Party has left as an alternative. People are so repulsed by it that you hold your nose, you vote for him, or you tolerate him. There's not much time that I think people spend in the tolerating portion of that relationship. It moves into, I really appreciate what he's doing, pretty quickly. You may not love him, and you know, thank God we're not in the first term constant Democrat talking point of like, I wouldn't want Donald Trump to babysit my children. And it's like, since when? Since when have we leaned upon the moral superiority and babysitting tactics of the commander in chief to determine whether he's qualified to do the job? Because we can go through the list of characters, Republican and Democrat alike, who were like, maybe not the moral standing. You want to be like, children, be just like this person. He's not that guy. They don't use that against him anymore. But if it becomes all about trying to defeat Trump, you're just going to lose. Maybe you get some fundraising off of it, but like the people who you're taking money from, they hate Trump and they do not want to see him succeed. And I got to think that Thomas Massie And his policy goals, it's got to be over 50% that what Donald Trump is doing is what he wants. Like, the percentage of things that they align on have to be more than they don't align on. And it's like, I want you to live there. You don't have to make your entire name in the places where you disagree. But Thomas Massey has the right to choose. And if he continues to get elected by his constituents, that's the House of Representatives. It's as simple as that. He only needs to answer to his constituents.
Look, Rand Paul does a similar thing on the Senate side. He's very principled. I would call him, like, almost annoyingly principled. But he offers specifics as to what he's looking for in a bill. I don't really hear that from Massey. And that's bothering me, because if you're going to criticize an active piece of legislation that is really central to the president's whole second-term goal, and there's a lot in that bill that I like, but if your whole point is just it spends too much, fair. Offer ways to get it to where you want it.
Yeah, don't just come with complaints. Come with solutions.
David says on YouTube, Massey isn't trying to make a name for himself. I don't think that Massey is only trying to make a name for himself. But I certainly don't think he's trying to, like, be perceived as a team player. Trump, you know, Donald Trump putting his arm around Thomas Massey, I think, would be detrimental to the character he's created.
If all of a sudden Trump did this, it was the first time you'd seen a president act outside of Congress in some sort of war, way of war, then I could see you standing up and saying, okay, this is too far. Constitutionally, we've never been here before. We need to address this. But that is not the case. That is not the case for decades. So it's bothering me that his principles now seem to be getting much, much broader rather than being a part of the Republican coalition.
And, you know, his opposition is still influential, because there are people who are a step towards the more moderate away from him, but are still very close to the Massey camp, who are going to influence what happens with this big, beautiful bill. So if you're the one who sets one end of the spectrum, okay, somebody's got to do it. Everybody has to ask themselves, are you doing it for the good, or are you doing it for yourself? Jury's still out on that. Massey annoys me more than Rand Paul does right now. As long as the job gets done, I don't really care. Just get us the best bill that you can possibly get passed. All right, when we come back, I promise you, the Pete Hegseth, Jennifer Griffin dust up.
Oh, good.
That you've been dying to hear. I've been dying to tell you. And the results of today's YouTube live chat poll. I am shocked at the results. Make sure you get your vote in. Ethan will come in and reveal that next. Don't go away. To me, 'cause I'm the best baby. All right, it's the news you came here for. Yes, Pete Hegseth led an extraordinary precision attack in Iran over the weekend. But did you know that he and Jennifer Griffin have a spat?
Ooh, dish.
I don't know that it's still happening, but from the looks of the press conference, where I have to confirm, and I don't want to watch all 28 minutes again to be certain, but I don't think he called on her, and she sits right in front of him. This is from the Daily Mail in February, and I think you might remember this. Pete Hegseth has hit, this is, again, from February, so this is a throwback. Pete Hegseth has hit out at a Fox News journalist, that's a weird sentence, who posted a letter sent to the defense secretary from Congress questioning a home repairs bill. Do you remember this?
No.
Fox News national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin, 56, posted a letter sent to Hegseth from Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee, which asked the government official to explain why he required more than $130,000 for maintenance work on his government furnished house. Don't you remember any of this?
No.
Included in the bill was a $49,000 request for a, quote, emergency paint job. You should see my house. Anybody out there paint? Would you please contact me?
You emergency paint.
If there was an emergency paint job, I almost gave my address, but I'm not going to. But it's there. Hours after the document was posted to X, Hegseth aggressively pushed back on the report, saying it was, quote, fake news, alongside the claim Griffin, quote, hates Trump. Hegseth, 44, also claimed the behavior from Griffin was, quote, not surprising, end quote, adding that she and Democrats are the, quote, same thing. The U.S. Secretary of Defense claimed all the repairs he requested for the government-furnished home were going to happen regardless of who moved in next. Quote, any and all house repairs were going to happen no matter who was moving in and were all initiated by the DOD. So Hegseth didn't say, I have an emergency paint job that needs to be done. It had already been requested, according to the Daily Mail. Hegseth added an additional jab at the reporter from his former network, claiming the Democrats and Griffin, quote, don't care about facts because they're just Trump haters. Hegseth is granted the option to live in government housing. However, it is more common for people in such positions to opt out to live in private housing. Lloyd Austin lived in his own home in Great Falls, Virginia. However, since Hegseth has taken the opportunity to live in the home, Democrats have demanded he justify why he needs the government-provided home, why it needs to be improved, and how much he plans to pay in rent. Does he get to decide all these things?
I don't know.
$1.
This is all news to me, because my main news source, TMZ, did not cover this at all.
This is right up their alley. I think they've been slacking. I would almost consider that you look at a second news source.
No.
That was quick.
And that's that. We know many service members and their families currently live in unacceptable housing conditions, including houses with mold, lead paint, and other houses. Why do we let the government control anything? The letter penned on February 7th reads, what commitment will you make to provide service members with a similarly high quality of housing for themselves and their family? Like, this problem exists. Pete Hegseth shows up in February, and they're like, what are you going to do about it? We've been letting our service members live in squalor. What's the matter with you, Hegseth?
Yeah.
And he's like, I blame Griffin.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's the theme of a lot of news stories, especially in the first 6 months of this presidency. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been going on for a long time. How could you let this happen? You know, I've been president for 3 months, right?
Later on in this article, I'm just scrolling to see if there's any other important details. Democrats are now asking Hegseth to answer their questions by February 21st. The request has become increasingly politicized due to the fact that President Donald Trump and his, quote, first buddy, Elon Musk, have been making drastic changes to the federal government with aim to reduce federal spending.
Ooh, you know that's an old story now.
Yeah. Emergency paint job.
If you need it, you need it. If you are looking at a house and you're like, whoa, this is in bad shape, that's an emergency paint job.
I don't
like Ty Pennington.
Like I'm on this particular story. I remember when this story came out, and I don't know that we talked about it because it seemed fruitless in the midst of things that were going on at the time to be like, ooh, let's talk about that. Ironically, we strike around and I'm like, where's that Griffin Hegseth story?
It's time. Yeah,
but,
I gotta bring that up.
Yeah. But just because I thought Fox News, like, you would think Pete Hegseth would call in Fox News first. Or I don't know this to be true, but I think, having been in the press briefing room, I think that Fox News is guaranteed to get called on, but they get called on towards the end. They're not like, you know, Caroline, whatever. They're not fighting for air at the beginning of the press conference. They get called on the end, and it always seems like they get like three questions, and then they kind of get to wrap, which to me, if I were Fox and I were producing, I would want the press conference to take X amount of time, then I would want Fox to get the question in, and then I would want to get out of there. So I almost feel like that's produced. I don't know, just a hunch.
You would know.
Not really.
As somebody who's been there.
I have been there, but I actually only discovered how much I didn't know by being there. But I do believe it interesting that Jennifer Griffin, of Pete Hegseth's old employer, is sitting directly in front of him, and I don't believe she got a question.
As somebody who's been in the White House press briefing room, would you think that it would be more impressive or annoying if you walked in with a Bluetooth headset on?
And generally, Bluetooth headsets are annoying. I don't know what else is.
And constantly when people are talking to you, you'd be like, hang on just a second.
Hand to ear.
Okay, go ahead. You know, just doing that over and over
When you put your hand in the air, you kind of put your chin down a little bit to the side, like you're listening into something important.
Right. Because I would think that would give you an air of superiority.
Do you have a Bluetooth earpiece?
Absolutely
like
not.
That guy.
I'm kind of a low
Did you ever?
That seems like something important people have.
You would have that in like boat shoes, no socks.
Say that again?
No. a pen in your ear.
Ryan was
There's somebody standing right now at the Lake of the Ozarks doing business, listening to the show in boat shoes with a pen in their ear and their hand on their Bluetooth thing going, hey.
Hey, listen to me, Mr. Guy there at the lake. I'm not making fun of you. Annie is.
I'm just acknowledging your power.
I'm saying that I think it would be awesome if you did that.
Ender says Ryan has a red tooth earpiece. It was on sale at the local flea market. All right, the YouTube live chat poll results. You said, Ryan, that your estimation on this, that the no is going to be around 35%.
Ish.
Brad 25. Said 25%. Ethan, hit us with these results.
446 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Good work, guys.
Thank you.
Do you support President Trump's Iran strike?
See, wait a second. Was that guy's comment really just like about Brad and Ryan? Like when Pete Hegseth said, great job to our boys and those bombers?
Yes, it was.
And apparently there was one female pilot. You think he was intentionally excluding her?
Ethan was excluding you.
Okay.
I was actually saying good work to all the people that voted, is what I was saying. But, you know, good job to you guys, too. You guys are great also.
Thank you.
Good work,
it's up to 447 now. 92% say yes, 8% say no.
92%.
Wow.
Wow, that's okay. Well, that decides that.
Y'all support President Trump en masse. Thank you for participating. It's really helpful for our show to get your thoughts and feelings, your comments as well. We are always grateful for it. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. The Mark Rubin Show is next.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.